The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
Infections from the Delta variant appear to be more severe and spread as easily as chickenpox. Are you listening, people? Are you listening? Are you listening? The variant is so contagious that it acts almost like a different novel virus, spreading more quickly than Ebola or the common cold. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
Why are we whispering? 120 days. Give me a break.
The communist whisperers are out in full force. Don Lemon, of course, last night. Are you listening? He was commenting on, I guess, a report from the CDC. The CDC has had a dreadful week. The CDC is in full panic mode as they are now revealing that the vaccine, it doesn't stop the COVID virus, at least not the Delta variant. And so they're out there and they're trying to explain. The fake president himself, he was out there yesterday. We'll have a couple clips from him here in just a bit. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We're already here at the end of the work week. Can hardly believe it. We're near the end of July as well, moving into the month of August. Soon here on this campus, we'll be right back in school session. Mask-free, by the way. School at AC starts in a couple of weeks, so we're excited about that. We want to thank our broadcast partner over at CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. That's on Channel 3 on their platform that reaches into 11 million homes across the United States. If you think about Don Lemon there, I mean, even to compare a respiratory disease to Ebola. I think with Ebola, you have to actually handle a dead body for that to spread. So that's pretty bizarre to make that kind of comparison. But then, too, that he would lean on a CDC report, which if you've been paying attention this week, the CDC is just back and forth and back and forth, mask on, mask off. Here's Don Lemon, though. You know what it boils down to ultimately with these communists, these propagandists in the media. Here's clip two.
Quite honestly, it's mostly red states. That's the truth. I'm not being partisan. This is the truth. Look at the numbers.
It's just the red states. That's the problem. It's just the Trump supporters. That's the problem. They want to make, this is a pandemic, okay? It's supposed to be the worst pandemic ever. And it's been just thoroughly and completely politicized from the beginning. From the beginning, Joe Biden there was talking about 120 days. I think it's been 192 days now of this disastrous, illegitimate administration. And oh, by the way, it's been 501 days to stop the spread, to slow the spread. And you listen to the commentators and you listen to the politicians, and it's as if we're going back to square one. Why? The vaccine doesn't even stop the Delta variant. The vaccine doesn't even stop you from spreading the virus. You can carry, even with the double jab, as the New York Times taught us this week, you still carry quite the viral load, and it spreads. So we've got to put the masks back on, and then now you're hearing the chatter about, hey, we're going right back into lockdown. 501 days. Are you listening? 500. And 1 days. Just need to slow the spread. The truth of it is they need this. They need COVID. They need it desperately to force their agenda down the throats of Americans. They needed it last year to win the election. They need it right now as a major distraction, as all of the results from these forensic audits come in. They need it to maintain control. They need it to spend print trillions and trillions of dollars. They need it to tell you what you can and cannot do. Here's Don Lemon saying, look at the numbers. Okay, well, let's look at the numbers. Rand Paul dropped quite the truth bomb on Tucker Carlson's show last night. Listen to some of these numbers, clip 7.
But right now, they're going back to masks, saying it's the Delta variant. Well, there's one large study out of England from Public Health England, 92,000 patients. And do you know how many people died in the vaccinated wing of this under age 50? Zero. Do you know how many people died? There were 52,000 people unvaccinated. Do you know how many people died? 6. That works out to 0.08%, less than the flu. So the Delta variant is more transmissible but less deadly. But if you say that, Facebook will take you down. They'll chastise you, take away your birthday, and say you're spreading mistruth. But it's absolutely factual. The Delta variant is more transmissible but far less deadly than the virus from last year.
More transmissible but far less deadly. Are you getting that on any of Don Lemon's reports? The numbers of cases in the UK, they're plummeting now. It's going down. I told you yesterday or the day before about Sweden. They never got into the lockdown mania. Are we going to look at those numbers? What numbers does Don Lemon want us to look to? Just the red states? Really? He wants for you to believe that the problem exists only in Alabama, certainly not in New York or California or Illinois. They lie. They lie. And in truth, it's not about the numbers, is it? The communists see this pandemic, they see the vaccines as a way to punish their political opponents. And look at how bold they are. Donald Trump Jr., he tweeted out the other day how that these mask mandates have nothing to do with science. He said it's actually all about protecting the political power of left-wing Democrats who want to use COVID as an excuse to fundamentally transform America forever. He's right. He's right. They have weaponized COVID in their heart of hearts. They love it. They love it. They want it to go on and on and on. Ties right in with the voting integrity laws that these states have passed, these swing states, and why the communists are so furious that that's happening. They want ballot harvesting. They want no voter ID. I have an article for you here in just a moment about voter ID and how that some 270,000 people in Georgia sent in their ballots and didn't even show any kind of identification. Can you believe this? No wonder they don't want this to go back to pre-COVID levels, or rather standards, with respect to voting, because they know they can't steal it. If you go back to where you actually have laws, you can't successfully steal the election. And so here they are on day 501. Are you listening? 501 days. And it continues, and there's no sign of an ending. Listen to Joe Biden yesterday talking about the CDC's mask recommendation from earlier this week, clip 3.
I've said from the beginning that we will be guided by the science. So here's what the science tells us. On Tuesday, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, announced its new mask recommendation. In parts of the country where COVID cases are substantially high, where people didn't get vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a mask when you're in public and indoors, like work or in a grocery store. That's true for both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Why? Because even if you've been fully vaccinated and protected from severe illness from COVID-19, you could have the Delta variant in your system and spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated.
In other words, the vaccine doesn't work. Doesn't prevent Delta. And so here you hear the chatter now about the CDC supposedly announcing today sometime that, yeah, the vaccine, it doesn't work. It doesn't stop Delta. So we're back to square one. How much longer before they announce more lockdowns? And then all the blue states, you can be sure, they're going to go right along with this. 501 days. There's quite a, as far as his other announcement, that all federal employees, that's something like 2 to 3 million, plus those that that work as contractors for the government. We're talking about something like 3 to 10 million people. You've got to get the vaccine. You've got to get the jab. Sam made an interesting point this morning. You wonder if this is one way that they can just get rid of those that are more conservative and that don't want to rely on doctors and experts and scientists and medicine, not like this toxin. In any event, it's not being, as I told you yesterday, there is quite a lot of pushback coming from government agencies that are saying, "What? Hang on a second, you can't just make this decree and force us to put something in our bodies. Don't we have a say? My body, my choice. What happened to that?" This is from the Washington Post. Well, it's a paraphrase. These are all the groups, the federal agencies, that say, no, we don't want to do this. The Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, that represents something like 26,000 people. The American Postal Workers Union, I told you about that group yesterday. The Professional Managers Association, representing thousands of IRS managers. They're pushing back. The American Federation of Teachers, the ones that want to shut down the schools and keep the children at home. Even the teachers are saying, now hang on a second, I don't want to take this jab, come on. Biden, as he tried to explain it yesterday, it was just as illogical as the New York Times' attempt the day before. He's there, he's giving the press conference. He's telling you how on the one hand, he's telling you how effective the vaccine is. It's so effective that everyone needs it. It's so effective that everyone in government must get it, or else you can't work. You can't travel. And yet he says that vaccinated people can still spread the disease, as you just heard. So they have to wear masks. And really, the only way that we can solve this problem, even though vaccinated people can still spread the disease, as he says in one sentence. In the very next sentence, he says, we're not going to solve this problem until everybody gets vaccinated, until everybody gets the jab. Double jab, in fact. Israel, they're starting in with number 3. 3 jabs of this, and all the side effects, and the whistleblower saying 50,000 Americans alone, just in America, dying because of the vaccine. Don Lemon's not going to get into those facts. He could care less about those facts. In his mind, it's just a red state thing. If we could just get rid of the red states, problem solved. 501 days. Are you listening? Are you listening? 501 days. Listen to these. It's almost like they're robots. These propagandists in the media. Listen to these. These aren't even questions. These are suggestions. These are their wishes. These are the mainstream media voices telling Joe Biden, look, you've got to find a way to make it some kind of a national mandate. It's not enough that the federal employees have to get the jab. Why not everyone else? Here's clip 10.
Mr. President, will this set up an American workplace for federal workers and private sector that really is the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated? And is that a pressure you're trying to harness now?
Why not push for vaccine mandates in states, private companies, schools? Do you want to see those entities pass vaccine mandates?
I wanted to ask, why not require that the people show proof that they're vaccinated?
What further actions are you going to take to encourage private business to follow this type of model to either require vaccines or require testing or other preventative procedures?
Secretary Austin said he was already considering mandating the vaccine after it was fully approved. Would you like to see the mandate go into effect before full approval? And do you think he's open to that?
And what happened was, New Berry came along, they didn't get vaccinated. It was spread more rapidly, and more people were getting sick. That's the
How frustrated are you with those people, sir?
How frustrated are you with those people? One reporter, that was his contentious exchange with Peter Doocy. And then another one of his supporters yelling out, "How aren't you frustrated?" And here this is after all these questions. You know, Mr. President, why can't your administration be more overtly communist in its policies? Why can't you suspend the Bill of Rights and just force this on all of America, all 330 million people? This nation, the United States of America, is under attack, as I've said all week. It's right out of our booklet. It's right out of America Under Attack. First printed in 2013. My father's working on a revision right now, by the way. Or by that I mean an addition. There's just so much more to put into it. America Under Attack. This goes straight back to 2 Kings 14. And Satan's effort to blot out even the name of Israel. Israel is the United States and Britain. You can learn about that in the United States and Britain in Prophecy. Herbert Armstrong's classic work on prophecy. The master key to unlocking our understanding to all of Bible prophecy. You need that book for sure. And you need America Under Attack. I'll tell you when the updated version comes out. It's an audacious attack. It is pretty overt. When you consider this fundamental transformation, it's like my father has written, anything and everything, they'll do anything to maintain their stranglehold on power. Listen to his response to one of these reporters, one of these robots again, that says, "Hey, shouldn't you do this in a national way, some kind of a national mandate?" And here's how Joe Biden responds to the reporter, clip 4.
Why not push for vaccine mandates in states, private companies, schools? Do you want to see those entities pass vaccine mandates?
Well, I'd like to see them continue to move in that direction. And that's why I pointed out. I had asked the Justice Department to determine whether that is they're able to do that legally. And they can. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country. I don't know that yet.
But he's got the Department of Justice right on top of that. The Department of Injustice. Wonder what they'll turn up. They'll find some way, I'm sure, to try to impose this on ordinary Americans all across the country. I don't think that's going to go over well, by the way. But look at the trend line. Look at where they're headed. We're at day 501. Are you listening? Are you listening? 501 days to just slow down the spread. You know, the other interesting development from yesterday, and we're going to keep our eyes on this going forward. This is from, it was pointed out by conservative Treehouse, but there was a tweet from some news gatherer who said President Joe Biden just credited President Trump with the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. So all the trouble with the vaccine this week. Yeah, actually, if you get the double jab, you're still carrying quite the viral load and can spread it. So you got to mask up. They got to mask up. Everybody's got to mask up. And so right in the midst of this chaos, right in the midst of the Biden administration scrambling to try to explain itself, the CDC in full panic mode, then you've got the Biden administration coming out crediting Donald Trump for the vaccine. Where do you think this is leading? When there's trouble with the vaccine, you can be sure that's when they're going to start giving credit to Donald Trump for the vaccine. Conservative Treehouse says the White House would never credit Donald Trump with the vaccine rollout unless there was something negative about the vaccine that's going to hit the news wires. That's a no-brainer. It says here, the baseline is why conservative Treehouse said 2 months ago to watch for the moment when the White House credits Trump for the vaccine, because that's the moment when, number one, the vaccine was going to be identified as dangerous, and or, number two, reports would show the vaccine did not work. And that's what we're seeing this week. Number two. In fact, number one applies as well. I mean, this really does put Donald Trump in a pretty difficult position, as he's going to have to come out eventually and explain himself. He did. He opened the way. He opened the, he removed the bureaucracy. All of these big pharma drug companies came along, made these toxic substances. It's not even yet approved by the FDA. Still, it's a totally experimental effort. We're the guinea pigs. They're experimenting on human beings. And some, by the, and by that I mean thousands upon thousands, are dying. So all of these problems with the vaccine, and wouldn't you know it, yesterday, hey, guess what? Donald Trump deserves a lot of credit for this vaccine. It says here, and right on cue, the late evening reporting indicates that tomorrow, the CDC will announce the vaccine doesn't work against the Delta variant. And so that's what we're expecting today. Here's a report from the New York Times. New research showed that vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant carry tremendous amounts. Tremendous amounts! Are you listening? Tremendous amounts of the virus in the nose and throat. It says the finding contradicts what scientists had observed in vaccinated people infected with previous versions of the virus, who mostly seemed incapable of infecting others. That conclusion dealt Americans a heavy blow. People with so-called breakthrough infections, cases that occur despite full vaccination of the Delta variant, may be just as contagious as unvaccinated people, even if they have no symptoms. Just as contagious. You see, it's not a red state thing, is it, Don Lemon? Are you listening? These are some of the facts. This is the New York Times, after all. This is the New York Times. They carry how much? How, what word do they use? They carry a tremendous amount of virus. A tremendous amount of it. And it's spreading. Coming back to the conservative treehouse, though, it says the bottom line of this narrative shift, speaking of the narrative shift coming from the White House, vaccinations don't work. Everything goes back to square one. Blame Trump, not us. Day 501, everything goes back to square one. Put on the mask, stay inside, and give us a little bit of time now to come up with a booster shot that will attack the Delta variant. And when does that end? Well, the truth of it is, they don't want this to end. They're pushing a reset button. They're setting things up to where they can blame Trump, the bad orange man. And they're maintaining their control. They're using it. They'll use it. They'll use it as a pretext to force through their agenda. There's another story here from Politico talking about the voting laws. They're really panicking about what some of these Republican legislatures are doing to say, hey, we just need to go back to pre-2020, pre-pandemic standards. Politico says this: after Georgia Republicans passed a restrictive voting law in March, Democrats here began doing the math. The state's new voter ID requirement, think about this as a standard. They just require voter ID. Show them a license. That's it. The state's new voter ID, and it's not even new, it's just going back to 2019 standards. It says the state's new voter ID requirement for mail-in ballots could affect more than 270,000 Georgians lacking identification. If you can believe this, there's 270,000 people in Georgia who don't have any form of ID. How many of them voted? How many of those who voted without ID were just fake? And how much did Biden win Georgia by? Was it 12,000, 13,000? Not that much. Politico says the provision cutting the number of ballot drop boxes could affect hundreds of thousands of voters who cast absentee ballots that way in 2020. And that's just in the populous Atlanta suburbs alone. See, they needed COVID through all of that last year in order to put drop boxes everywhere, in order to suspend any kind of signing your ballot or showing any kind of ID. And now they're panicking, and the DOJ is reacting to these states, as we've covered with you before. We'll close the loop on this when we come back. Right now we'll take a short break before we return, and You should know that you're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. Email the show if you like, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Freedom is one of the most sought-after ideals in human history. Man's search for freedom has taken him into the fiercest of protests, struggles, revolutions, civil wars, and even world wars. Today, in the midst of free societies, many continue to fight for what they perceive as ever greater freedoms. And yet, many of these same people are actively fighting against law. Few people understand that this war against law actually undermines true freedom. To learn more, request Gerald Fleury's booklet, No Freedom Without Law. In this free booklet, you will see what the Bible says about the latter-day spirit of rebellion and lawlessness that is now so common in our nations today. Also request America Under Attack. In this booklet, you will learn more about the spirit behind this attack on law. You'll see where this is leading. Both booklets are offered freely at no cost or obligation to you. Request No Freedom Without Law and America Under Attack. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com. The Trumpet Daily.
So, as I said before the break, the Democrats are terrified of what might happen in future elections if we go back to pre-COVID standards. How important is COVID for their agenda? They desperately need it. They need it to continue. They like it. They love it, you could say. They love it. Listen to Don Lemon as he goes on and on about, yeah, I've got this insider report, and I mean, I'm scared for my family. You should be scared. He's not really scared. He's not worrying. He continues to get his paychecks. He continues, I'm sure, to live as much of his life mask-free as possible. Put it on for the cameras. And then, like Nancy Pelosi did in the House yesterday, if someone says, hey, can you take off the mask so we can get a better picture? And, oh, sure, sure, sure. I guess the lights from the camera will burn off the COVID germs. Here's from Politico again. It says, interviews with more than three dozen Democratic elected officials, party operatives, and voting rights activists across the country reveal growing concern, bordering on alarm, about the potential impact of in 2022 of the raft of new laws passed by Republican legislatures, particularly in some of the nation's most competitive battleground states. And keep in mind, when they say new laws, it's just look, let's go back to pre-COVID. You got to show some kind of ID. We'll put some drop boxes out there, but we're not just going to put them on every corner where they're not supervised or watched. You got to put forth a little bit of an effort. I mean, after all, it is voting for the president of the United States. Well, in the case of 2024, it says here, I'm super worried, said Max Wood, founder of and CEO of DEC, a progressive data analytics company that analyzes voting behavior. I try to be optimistic, and I do think there are times when this kind of stuff can galvanize enthusiasm and turnout, but I don't know that will be enough, especially with how extreme some of these laws are. They're not extreme at all, as several conservative commentators have pointed out. What Georgia reinstituted into its voting standards. It's not even as strict as Delaware, Joe Biden's home state. But see, Delaware's in the bag. That's blue through and through. So they don't care about voting standards there. They've got that state already. But if you raise the standard even a smidgen, well, we've got to get the DOJ involved. This article says that they're extreme. It says, but I... I don't know if that'll be enough, especially with how extreme some of these laws are. I read that. It says, if there isn't a way for us to repeat what happened in November 2020, we are, and then there's an expletive. If we put this together with the Time Magazine article from a few months ago, you know, the one where they basically said, yeah, we cheated and here's how we did it. Here's Politico now saying, if we can't repeat what happened in November 2020, we're not going to win. I mean, they're giving the game away. They're basically telling you to your face, yes, we cheated. This is unbelievable. Listen to the DOJ. They released this report earlier this week. I read a little bit to you. Margo Cleveland at Federalist. She had an article on this. It's called The Guidance Concerning Federal Statutes Affecting Methods of Voting. Came out just this week, June 28th, so that's Wednesday. And, of course, this is Biden's DOJ basically saying, you know, we're probably going to sue some of these red states for returning to pre-COVID voting laws. Try to wrap your mind around this statement, if you can. It says, this is from the DOJ's threat, I guess we could call it that. The department's enforcement policy does not consider a jurisdiction's re-adoption of prior voting laws or procedures to be presumptively lawful. We don't consider your re-adoption of prior voting laws to be lawful. You're going to go back to those laws? That's not lawful. That's from the Department of Justice. That's Merrick Garland. That's their crazy, deranged reasoning. As I said, these people are lunatics. It's just all about maintaining their hold on power. That's an attack on America. That's America under attack, as my father has said so many times. Here's Margo Cleveland's reaction in writing. She says, while one would think that returning to pre-COVID voting procedures would pose no legal problem, after all, if a voting rule was valid before COVID, why would it be illegal now? The Biden Department of Justice sees things differently. Well, of course it's illegal now, because we're in charge and we can't lose again. And what does the person in the article say? He's quoted as saying, if we can't have a repeat of 2020, we're not going to win again. Well, that's right. That's because what you did in 2020 was steal it. You cheated. You cheated on a mass scale. It wasn't even close. Donald Trump won in a landslide. And if you were watching or listening, are you listening? If you were listening on November 3rd, you heard the rumblings of the landslide until it came to a screeching halt. Well, because there was a water main break downtown Atlanta. And then all of the bizarro commentary soon after that. Fox calling the race in Arizona for Joe Biden early on in the evening. And then everything else just shuts down. Well, the people counting votes, they've got to go get some sleep. I mean, come on. Listen. This is COVID. This is a pandemic. It's no longer going to be election day. It's more like election week, okay? They prepared us for this. If you've listened to this program, you know all the sound bites well. The experts remember about a month before the election, they said, you know, it might look like a red wave on election night, but just be patient. Just be patient. We'll turn this around. It'll turn into a blue wave before it's all over. And wouldn't you know, that's exactly what happened. They knew exactly how it was going to roll out. You know, I often talk about the Trumpet magazine. I should have brought the latest one with me. We just finished another one yesterday, by the way. So that's coming out soon. And if you want a copy of the Trumpet magazine, call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. Tomorrow's news today. That's because God gives us prophetic insight. We look to the Bible. We rely upon the Bible. And then, too, we look at facts. We look at true science. There's a featured article in the Next Trumpet coming out, by the way, about science falsely so-called. I've talked some about that on this program, and we've put that into print based upon that scripture in, I think, 1 Timothy. Science, there's a lot of talk about science. Oh, yes. And I liked how that clip we played earlier of Joe Biden, where, hey, I look to the science. It's almost like the science is this deity. Well, as we point out in the article, it's a false messiah. That's what Herbert Armstrong said it was. And they worship before the altar of that messiah. Science is never wrong, even when it's flip-flopping all over the place, even when it contradicts conclusions that it was making just a few moments earlier. It's never wrong. Not the way it's presented by the communists. It'll be interesting, as I say, if they come out today and say, yeah, the vaccine doesn't work on Delta, and oh, by the way, Trump made the vaccine, so we're going to get busy and we're going to put together a real one. And then you'll need more. You'll need more drugs to battle Delta. And what about whatever else comes up from the Greek alphabet? It's just going to go on and on. It's day 501 after all. Are you listening? It's not going to stop. They need it. They need it. They love it. They love the COVID-19 pandemic. They were telling us it was coming as soon as Donald Trump came into office. That was Anthony Fauci, the expert. He was there saying in January of 2017, there's going to be a pandemic in this administration. How do you know this? How do you call that? You call that if you're funding the Wuhan lab, if you're funding the CCP. And he was, and he is. And he too, like the CDC, has been scrambling to try to cover his tracks and to continue with one audacious lie after another. Is there an expert in this world with more power and influence than Anthony Fauci? It'd be hard to find one. People look at him and follow him like he could never, ever deceive them. And the devil loves that sort of thing. Going back to the trumpet, tomorrow's news today. Get your copy of the trumpet. You can also write to our program, td@thetrumpet.com. We had several articles last year at the trumpet. My father, Donald Trump, is going to win the election. That was from toward the end of 2020. God's going to have to reverse this election steal some way or another. But if you go back to the mail-in voting using COVID as a pretext to steal the election in June of 2020, that's a year ago, a little over a year ago, we had an article, "Will the Radical Left Use Coronavirus to Steal the U.S. Election?" Wow, that's tomorrow's news today. That was a full 3-4 months before the November 3rd election. And in this article, we talked about the strategy that the communists would use. This is June of last year. "For one, take advantage of a crisis. Never let a crisis go to waste," said Rahm Emanuel. That's the way these radicals think. If there's a crisis, that's what you have to understand when you're listening to Don Lemon in that weird opening we played at the start. You have to understand that, okay, he's there acting as if he's terrified, and he's telling you, you need to be scared. Are you listening? Are you scared yet? That is the radical left, the communists, using a crisis to carry out their ambitions, to push forward with their agenda. So here's the strategy. Take advantage of a crisis. Number two, accuse the opposition of interfering. Do we see any of that happening? You see it now with the voting laws. Well, you're trying to interfere with people that just want to go down the street and drop their vote in the drop box. Number three, do nothing about inaccurate data. Don't do anything about, you know, when the facts actually come through or when you're proven to be false. And then finally, it says build on previous successes. Build on previous successes. So they're not satisfied. Just because the illegitimate president has been in there 192 days, they're not satisfied. They're thinking about the next election. They're thinking about maintaining their hold on power. They're thinking about expanding the number of senators in the Senate. And so they continue. They continue with their agenda. They continue with their false narratives or their false flags, like with January 6th. You had, get to it later if I have time. Let me just conclude this bit with my father's piece. This is August of 2020. This is before the election last year. My father writing in the Trumpet magazine, Tomorrow's News Today. He said, injustice in our evolving constitution. This is somebody else writing then. Trumpet editor-in-chief Gerald Flurry highlighted the role of the media and the danger of lawyers getting involved in politics. Two of the same issues at the forefront of events today. His warning rings true today. And so here is a Trumpet writer quoting from my father who said the Florida chaos, he's referring back to the election controversy from 2000, the Bush versus Gore. It says the Florida chaos gives us good insight into what will happen all across America if we don't wake up. We are evolving into anarchy. It says here, this November, if states get their way on mail-in ballots, all of America could experience the same problems that Florida did 20 years ago, but at a time when the nation is much more divided and lawless. Should I read that for you again? That's Tomorrow's News Today. This is the Trumpet from last August. It says, this November, referring to November 3rd, the presidential election last year, if states get their way on mail-in ballots, and really, it's not even the states in the sense that it's the state legislature. It was people like Raffensperger working behind closed doors and coming under intense pressure from Stacey Abrams and her radical left-wing communist groups to just abandon all form of voting integrity laws. Just get rid of the laws. Just get rid of the restrictions on mass mail-in ballots. Just don't even require voting ID. Now, that's why the state legislatures are passing these laws now, because they see what happened. They see what was done in their state, and they know it was unlawful. They know it was unconstitutional. They know they didn't have any say in it. It was just Raffensperger together with Gabe Sterling working behind closed doors with Stacey Abrams and others like her. And that's how they were able to cheat. And COVID gave them the perfect cover. Can you believe it? 501 days. Are you listening? This is from that article. It says, there's a reason for the foresight of the Trumpet's predictions on America's weakening rule of law. Our forecasts are based on Bible prophecy. The Bible is a book about law. It shows that the punishment for breaking God's law is death, whether for individuals or nations. The Bible also reveals that the U.S. would have been destroyed if not for God's intervention to save America temporarily. The only way to escape that coming punishment is to turn away from lawbreaking. And then it goes on and talks about the Constitution and how we have to value. We have to value God's law. We have to value the law of the land. We have to uphold the constitutional norms. There needs to be rules. Otherwise, human nature being what it is, there's just going to be rampant cheating, lying, stealing, murder. Just like we saw all last summer. Now, I don't have time to get into all of the news I have on the crime wave spreading right across the United States, but it's everywhere. And how long did that last? You know, last year at this time, we were playing all these sound bites of people that were out in front of huge audiences, outside, indoors, wherever, saying we need to defund the police. Well, judging by some of the mayoral races since that time, there's a lot of angry Americans. There's a lot of African Americans angry, living in the inner cities, and angry that the police are being handcuffed because they see the crime skyrocketing in their cities now. So how long did this experiment last, defunding law enforcement? Well, coming back to what my father said, what he warned following the Bush v. Gore controversy from 2000, and then the articles we had last summer saying, look, if they get their way with all the mail-in voting, well, we could see what happened in Florida on an almost nationwide scale, what happened in Florida in 2000. Mike Lindell, by the way, he's got it. I mentioned the other day, he's got his symposium coming up in August 10, I guess it is, in South Dakota. And he's inviting all of these media types in there to come and view the evidence. And, of course, the mainstream media, the propagandists, either they ignore him or they mock and ridicule him. And Applebaum, I think, is her name. She writes for The Atlantic. And it's this really mean-spirited piece, a profile on Mike Lindell, saying basically that he's a conspiracy theorist. It says, Lindell's thinking contains a large dose of Christian millenarianism, too. So he's an evangelical. That's dangerous. This is a man who had a vision and a dream of himself and Donald Trump standing together, and that dream became a reality. No wonder he believes that a lot of things are going to happen after August 10th. That's when his symposium is. It's not just that the Supreme Court will vote 9-0 to reinstate Trump. It's also that America will be a better place. But the title of this piece, The MyPillow Guy, really could destroy democracy. So it seems like she's a little bit concerned. If he's a crazy crackpot, well, there would be nothing really to worry about there. But it's almost like they seem terrified of what he might reveal. Now, we'll keep our eyes on that, and we'll see some of the things that he's come out with. It seems like his videos and things could be presented a little bit more effectively, but that's just my opinion. We'll see, though, on August 10th. But the other thing that happened with Lindell yesterday, you have the Applebaum piece that comes out, and then last night he announces, hey, I'm going to pull all of my ads from Fox News because they won't even let me go there. I can't even talk about the August 10 symposium. I can't even talk about what happened on November 3rd. Fox News, even Fox News. So what kind of demonic spirit is behind, and anti-American after all too. What spirit is behind this effort to just, you can't even talk about it. In 2018 and 19, that's all the Democrats were talking about. Election fraud, stealing, how you can't count on the machines or the software. And now you even bring it up. It's just like Rand Paul said with respect to the truth about the Delta variant. If you get up and refer to that study in the UK, then you're going to be deleted. You're going to be blotted out. You're going to be erased. If it goes against their narrative, they don't want to sit down and talk about the facts or discuss the science or discuss any new facts that might be evident. They want to delete you. They want to blot you out. And as I say, that comes straight out of 2 Kings 14. And the devil, of course, is behind it. It says there in that prophecy that God, he looked at Israel, Manasseh in particular, that would be the United States, and he saw that there was no helper and just bitter, bitter affliction everywhere you look. And so God had to intervene. Only God, you see, could rescue the people of Israel. Only God could save Israel. This is the article in the Wall Street Journal about Mike Lindell and the Fox News ads. It says, Lindell said he made the decision after Fox News declined to run a commercial linked to his efforts to promote his claims of widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election. See, even Fox News won't let him go there, even though he has put tens of millions of dollars into advertising. I think it's later on in the article where it brings that out. It says, MyPillow spent almost $50 million on Fox News last year, and so far this year, has shelled out almost $19 million. Can you even imagine spending that much money on ads? You see Lindell ads all over the... That guy's got to be selling some pillows. To spend $50 million last year on Fox News. Now, do you suppose... If Fox News is looking at the bottom line, you would think, with as much greed as there, and as much as, hey, we just got to do, we're bottom line here, we got to make the money. But what does this tell you about the spirit behind, don't even bring it up? Fox News is walking away from $50 million per year. Lindell's had enough. He's like, look, if you're going to censor me, then fine. I'll let my money do the talking. And so he's walking away. What are they afraid of? What are they so fearful of? Fox News, remember, they called Arizona for Joe Biden early on in the evening when the numbers were just razor thin. But see, the good people at the presidential desk or the counting desk, the election desk, they knew that it was the mail-in ballots that would come in the middle of the night. So they knew Arizona was in the bag. This is astounding, really, when you think about what we're living through, what we're seeing every day. You know, Satan doesn't take a break. He doesn't say, you know what, I'm going to ease off the pedal here a little bit. It's been a dreadfully horrible week for the Biden administration, for the CDC, and yet still they go forward with their agenda. If they come out today and say, yeah, the vaccine, it doesn't really work with Delta, they'll find a way to heap the blame on Donald Trump and then go forward, even if they have to hit reset on day 501. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are your eyes open to what's happening in this world? This is not normal. This is an abnormal world that we're in. This is not God's world. And even when Donald Trump comes back, he's not going to be able to save us for very much longer. There may be a mini resurgence like there was during his term in office. Only God can save us. We need God. I mean, this is a lesson that I just kept coming. Well, you heard it this week if you were listening to our Bible studies. I kept coming back to this with our young people. You need God. You need the sign of Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. That's one of Jesus Christ's names. God wants to dwell with us. God wants to walk with us. God wants to help us. If we're not with God, we are on our own. And this is not a world in which you want to be on your own. In this world, we need the great Creator God. We need our Maker. We need our shepherd. We need our guide. We need our shield. We need our sword. As I was saying the other day, we need God's word. We need the truth of God. We need the sure word of Bible prophecy so that we can know where we're headed. Think about that in Peter's writings. Prophecy, that's like an anchor for us. I mean, a third of your Bible is prophecy. And even those that go to the Sunday service from time to time, they'll, generally speaking, they dismiss that third. Well, I mean, I can't really get into prophecy. I can't get into Revelation. I mean, all these beasts and whatever, these symbols and a woman on a beast, and how do you even understand it? Well, you can understand it if you just let the Bible interpret itself. And we've got a storehouse of literature that will help you in your study of God's Word. What about the book of Daniel? What about the book of Revelation? Do you know? Are you convinced that we're living in the last days? Everything that Paul described there in 2 Timothy 3 is happening today. All of these unusual events surrounding the prophets of old and some of the unusual activities that these prophets had to go through to just represent God. I mean, those messages are primarily for our time today. It's for us. A good starting point with respect to studying Bible prophecy, go to the United States and Britain in Prophecy. You can get to it at our website, thetrumpet.com. You can call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. You can email us, td@thetrumpet.com. You are listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We certainly thank you for spending an hour with us on this day or through the weekend if you come to the podcast later. And we appreciate you joining us today, but all week long as well. And we look forward to seeing you again next week.